In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cody was talking about the 2014 Royals team being better than the 2024 team. Because you think about the playoffs, and I don't think anybody's catching the Royals, to be honest with you. I know they have a 3.5 game lead in the wild card. I know they lost last night. And a lot of times, you know, we kind of live and die by each game. But 2014, they had the exact same record on the exact same day. They were 70-56. And you got to think about that team. I mean, I like the Salvi now. Playing, I don't think you're getting what you got as catcher from him then, but hitting that year, he had 17 home runs. He hit 260. You have a better hitter, I do believe, in Salvador Perez now. Alcides Escobar was your shortstop. He did have 280, hit 285 that year. Still, Bobby Witt Jr. is an upgrade over anybody on that team, to be quite honest with you. And now you're looking at the fact that your backup catcher, for me, is hitting over 300. Starting pitching? Where do you go here, Rob? I 100% go with this staff here. I would go with the big three here. Over 14.
The staff for this year is light years better than 14. Just absolute light years better. Like, that doesn't seem like much of a conversation to me. The interesting point would be how good that bullpen was in 14, but it wasn't.
That's the difference.
But I think people forget, and they forget for all the reasons you should. HDH was incredible. In 14, it became the reason they were a champion in 15. I mean, Herrera's ERA that year was 1, Davis 1, Greg Holland ERA of 1. Like, they were incredible. But the rest of that bullpen was pretty blah. Like, Tim Collins was a bullpen piece that year, 3.86 ERA. Jason Frazier was okay that year. Lewis Coleman was not very good that year. Aaron Crow, I know that he was a whipping boy at the time. His ERA was not that good that year. I forget about
Michael Marriott.
The bullpen, yeah, Michael Marriott era. The bullpen is still going to favor 14 forever, but I think because of how it ended in 15, people remember the greatness of the HDH. But they forget in July, It wasn't just you can play HDH every day. You had to balance and maneuver. And Aaron Crow was a little bit of a problem at times. Lewis Coleman was a problem at times. Tim Collins had spotty appearances at times. Like, there was a reason that team traded for Jason Frazier. It wasn't because our bullpen is perfect. We need to make no appearances, no changes. That bullpen on the front side was a lot similar to this year.
Yeah, and the one thing you didn't have is the amount of ribs from what they're getting, RBI. Vinny Pescantino is third in Major League Baseball with 95 driven in. Third. Bobby Witt Jr. is fifth with 92. That's two in the top five of Major League Baseball. And Salvador Perez, by the way, he's in the top 10. He's good with 85. So the Royals were the first team with over three guys with 70 ribs, the first team with over 80, and they'll soon be the first team with over 90 is both Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny have over 90 driven in. Sal Perez is close to that. He's sitting with 85 right now. So they'll be a first team over 90. They'll probably have three guys over 100 RBI that season. So offensively, and I know you had Dyson come in there and steal, but you know, Blanco's doing a good job too. He's got, 22 stolen bases at this point? And what, Bobby Witt's got 25? Like, Blanco comes in and he's faster than hell. I still think Bobby Witt Jr. would beat him in a 40, but you can't forget Blanco. I don't know, he hit a couple home runs in Cincinnati and looked great, but he does have 22 steals on the year too. So he's been great. Now, but HDH, that was something special because that game, that made game six innings. When those guys were on, you weren't losing. But it's interesting that the exact same record that we did back then, that's when Jeremy Guthrie and James Shields. James Shields, we talked about innings pitched and how Seth Lugo leads the way. He had 227 innings pitched that year, James Shields. Guthrie had 202, so he had two pitchers over 200 innings pitched. Vargas was on that team. Of course, Yordano Ventura, and then Danny Duffy as well. Danny Duffy's ERA that year was 2.53. Yordano was 3.20. Vargas, 3.71. Guthrie was 4.13, and James Shields, 3.21. I mean, that was still a pretty salty, to be honest with you, pitching staff. You had three pitchers over 13 wins. And you had two over 14 wins with James Shields and Yordano Ventura. Interesting team, though. This team, yeah, you think about the pieces. I like the offense better, but obviously the bullpen's better in 14.
I also think one thing to note, and I'm not saying this is the most important stat in baseball, but I do think it gives you an idea of what the team is. The Royals and right now and the Royals in 2014 had the same record. Bink, do you know what the run differential of each of those teams is? The Royals' current run differentials difference is like plus 107. It's over 100. They are 100 runs to the plus in run differential. The Royals in 2014, the same time, this is around the time Ned Yost started begging fans to come to the ballpark, by the way. That's neither here nor there. It was this time in 2014, the Royals' run differential was plus 30. So there is a difference of 70 runs to the better for this year's team. And again, run differential is not the end-all, be-all. That's not how we determine things. But I think when we look at this year's team compared to the 2014 team, the answer for the differences and what whose team was better is obvious. Circle the run differential. This year's Royals team is better than the 2014 team. It might not end the same way because the Royals team got red hot at the exact right time. And also, there's no way to predict that. But this year's team is a more talented roster and a better baseball team than the 2014 team.
I mean, they didn't have a lot of experience either. They got to the postseason, just ran it all the way. No losses until they got to the World Series. And then, of course, Mad Bum comes out there. And I've never seen a player against anybody play like Madison Bumgarner did against the Royals. To be honest with you, I haven't. Would you say he's been the best ever, both Chiefs and Royals, against them in the big games, World Series and or Super Bowl? I can't think of anybody more dominant than that.
It's him or Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning dominated the Chiefs for a long time. Like,
I'm just talking postseason.
That's fair. Okay, postseason only.
What you've seen in Super Bowl or World Series?
Postseason only, then it's either Bumgarner or Brady, but Bumgarner probably gets the advantage there. Brady has also been a thorn in the Chiefs' side.
Yeah, he was.
Three different times with two different teams.
But Mad Bum was just different. But, Mikel Garcia, 30 stolen bases. That's pretty damn good. 22 for Blanco, 25 for Bobby Witt Jr. So it's not like this team couldn't steal bases either. Not like they couldn't steal bases. And you look back at 2014, the Kansas City Royals. The bullpen was special, though. I'll never forget, you know, six-inning games. You know, you throw in HDH, and that was it. That was the year that Hall ended up with 46 saves on the year. But that team was special. But you know what, though? This team can kind of do it all, too. They definitely have the power. I think this team has more power than that team. I think Salvador Perez is just a better hitter than it was then. Was he as good a catcher? No. I don't think so.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But would you take Salvador Perez now or that back then? Would you take the better catcher or now?
I take now. I also think the best individual player on either of those teams is on this Royals team, and I don't think it's close. Bobby Witt's the most talented player since George Brett in Kansas City, period. So
100%.
Like, every player on that 2014 roster, you would take Bobby Witt over. All of them. There's not a player on the 2014 roster, position player-wise, you would say, oh, I think I'd take him or a Bobby Witt. That was really good Eric Hosmer? Nope, Bobby Witt's better. Salvador Perez, that version? No. Omar Infante? Laughable. Like, Mike Moustakas? Mike Moustakas was bad that year, by the way, so that's an easy one. Lorenzo Cain, who was really good? Nope. Bobby Witt's the best singular player on either of those two teams' roster.
Yeah, and one thing we forget is Dyson led the way with 36 stolen bases. Escobar had 31. Those were the only two over 30. Cain ended up with 28 that year. This team here, you can make the argument, it's a better stolen base team between Blanco and Mikel Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. 100%. The power, the ribs, none runs brought in. But the Kansas City Royals and run differential is ridiculous this year. Well, the Yankees are the only team better, right? I think they're the only run. They have plus 112, and the Royals at this point, plus 107. So the Royals just 5 runs different than the New York Yankees. That's impressive as hell. And you think about the Cleveland, they're plus 82, plus 66 for the Twins, and you have the Royals plus 107.
By the way, one last thing on this 14 to now. Do you know the home run leader on the 2014 team had 19? There are 3 players in this year's team
with
20.
Was that Gordon?
Oh, it was Hosmer.
Was that Hosmer 19?
Yeah, they had 19 homers, and that led the team. Oh, man, 19 homers, 2014, power boom. And this year's team has what, 3 20-plus homer guys?
Yeah.
And the season's not over. They finished the season with the best being 19. This team has another, what, 38 games of baseball left to maybe push someone to a 30 home run team? Yeah, that's it's one-sided in my opinion.
And as far as home runs, the Royals are 9th in Major League Baseball with 138 home runs.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.